Hi there, my name is Nathan Francis, the pastor of Hope Community Church. I have a question for you. Who's excited about tomorrow? I am too. I don't know, in your house, in our house, making a Christmas list is very popular. Everyone has their Christmas list, but there's a problem with this Christmas list. You can never guarantee you're going to get what's on that list, right? Well, someone had a solution to this, to ensure that he would get everything on his list. His name was Blackbeard the Pirate. The year is 1718, the spring, and he decided to take his four ships, sail into Charleston, and create a blockade. And so as the boats went in and out, he ransacked all of them, took everything on him. Well, one of them had a prize on him. It wasn't gold, it wasn't riches, it was passengers. So he took them all hostage. They were the rich people of Charleston. One of those people, his name was Samuel Rann. He had his four-year-old son with him. Guess where he was going? He's going to London to request a warship to protect him from pirates. A little bit late, Samuel. So there he is. He's a hostage on this boat. And Blackbeard sends a message into Charleston and says, here's my list of demands. It was his Christmas list. It was his hostage list. And he said, I want everything on it in 2 days or they all die. 2 days goes by, no word from Charleston. And he brings them all out. Well, Samuel's a politician. So he talks to Blackbeard, talks him into one more day. Says, maybe they were delayed. Give us one more day. All right. He sends them all back below deck. Back up. A day goes by. Still nothing. So then Samuel says, look, don't kill us. We'll actually join you. Let's sail into Charleston, and we'll fight with you. If we don't intimidate them by sailing in, and they give you what you want, we'll actually join you. Blackbeard thought it sounded like fun. So they sail in, aim all their guns at Charleston walls, and then there's this one little boat waving this white flag coming out with his chest. They lift onto the boat, everything on the list. They open it up. Everyone's shocked. You know what it was? It was medicine. Medicine? Now, kids, I guarantee none of you on your Christmas list put medicine. Well, they did because the pirates were sick. More than gold, they wanted medicine. You know, we have something in common with the hostages that were on that boat. They were all facing death. Well, there should be on the screen. In a moment, there'll be a Bible verse on the screen. And it says that for the wages or for the punishment, the consequence of sin is death. And it's talking about eternal death. And I know you're thinking, this doesn't sound like a Christmas story. You're talking about death. Just bear with me a second. I don't know if you've ever received a gift for Christmas and you're like, what do I do with this? I don't want this. I don't know what it's for. God sent a baby. If you think about it, it's kind of a random gift. Thanks, God. You sent us a baby. There's a really important reason. So just bear with me a moment. It'll make sense. All right. So all humanity is under a death sentence for what? For committing treason against God. Now, we don't think of it as treason because it's so common. All humanity is always doing it. We're always not doing what God said. Okay, so everyone, like those hostages, is under a death penalty, right? The only way to get us out is not a chest of medicine. It's that someone had to come and then die in our place to substitute for us. Oh, like Jesus. The person has to live a life that's perfect and then die. He can't have any sin of his own to pay for, so he can pay for ours. Make sense? That's why that first Christmas, God sent Jesus. So that Jesus could take, and then the hostages could be set free. That's what Blackbeard did. He got his medicine. He set them all free. You know what he did first, though? He stripped them all. Sent them back in their underwear. How about that? All the rich people of Charleston going back in their underwear. This is cool. God, when he sent Jesus, that because he lived a sinless life, he took all of our sin. We get all of his righteousness, everything that he never did wrong, we get it. So it's like clean, spotless clothes. I don't know if kids who are playing outside and you got really dirty, right? Your mom puts you in some clean clothes. That's what it's like. That becoming a Christian is putting on those clean clothes. This is why we celebrate Christmas. All kind of gifts are going to be given and open tomorrow because we're reenacting what God did. God sent his son, born of a woman, so that born at just the right time, so that he could grow up and then die on the cross. You have to understand that. I mean, imagine on the screen here, thankfully, that verse keeps going on. Yeah, just keep the verse up, it'd be great. That what if he flipped to secret, never before seen Facebook Live videos of Nathan, most of the shameful moments of my life? I would run out of here screaming. I'm serious. Like, if you saw the most shameful things, what about you? If we put up the things you wish no one saw, that's what's so cool about Christmas, is God sent Jesus to delete all those videos. To take all that so that we can have this sinless record. This is what's so cool. There it is in the rest of the verse. It says, with the free gift. How many of you are paying? Raise your hand if you're paying for your Christmas gifts this Christmas. Okay, all the parents did. Right, the kids did, right? It's a free gift. So is this. God sent Jesus. We didn't have to do something. We just receive it. Hey, kids, what if you left a gift under the tree? What if you never opened it? Wouldn't that be awful? Who could imagine leaving a gift under that tree? People do it all the time. Some of you are in danger of leaving this room and leaving the gift under the tree. The whole point we're doing here, that we celebrate all these churches exist, is because God sent Jesus to be our substitute so that we could be saved. But you have to receive that gift, just like any Christmas gift. You have to receive, you have to open it, play with it. So, through Jesus, we have eternal life. This is what's awesome about Christmas. Hold on. This is what's so awesome about Christmas, is that God sent Jesus to pay the price for us. And some of you might never have known that your life had to be ransomed. The people on that Blackbeard's boat, they knew they had to be ransomed, right? They were facing death. All of us are facing that. And so we wanted to just tell you the good news of Christmas so that you could actually enjoy. We'd love this year to be the year that changes every other. That you would know the meaning of Christmas. That you would receive that baby. That he would be your Lord and Savior. Now for some of you, you've been ransomed a long time ago. Hey, think about all those rich people. How long do you think they remember that? I bet for weeks and months, it was like, they just said, I'm in awe. I almost lost my head to Blackbeard. But what after like 5 or 10 years? I mean, think, how long has it been since you came to be saved, that you received Jesus? And so this Christmas, I just wanted to remind you, your life has been ransomed at a great price. Be encouraged. So tomorrow, after all the gifts are unwrapped, there's this big pile of unwrapping and toys everywhere. Take a moment, just as a family, and thank God for what we're doing all this for. It was that he gave us the greatest gift that we could never earn. It was the gift of Jesus. In just a moment, we're going to sing Silent Night. We're going to sing these words. Silent Night, when Christ the Savior was born. Radiant beams from thy holy face. See, he was holy. I'm not holy. With the dawn of redeeming grace. He redeemed our lives. We are hostages no longer. If you received Christ, you have been set free. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have set us free, that I'm a free man. I'm no longer a hostage, even to the evil that I've done in my life. Lord, I pray that all of them would know the meaning of Christmas this year, that it would change the rest of their lives. And Lord, for those who've already known it, may they be reminded of it and encouraged by this great reality. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you that you paid the greatest price to give any Christmas gift ever. You gave of your own son, that we can one day be with you. We're going to sing to you now, Father, but one day we're going to sing to you face to face, and we're really excited about that. Lord, in the meantime, enjoy this song as we sing it before you. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen.